Hi, my name is James Albin. I'm an illustration author of graphic novels, and I'm here in Brussels for the Comic Art Europe exhibition.
What do you do? What are your graphic novels?
So the project that I'm presenting here is called Love Languages. It's a graphic novel that explores the process of learning languages. The story follows two women who meet in Paris, one from the UK, the other from Hong Kong, and they meet and sort of begin forming a friendship in which they start learning each other's languages. So the woman from the UK starts learning Cantonese, the woman from Hong Kong starts learning English. And as their friendship progresses, their method of communication starts to encompass all three languages at once. So they start speaking in a mixture of sort of English, French, and Cantonese. So it's really a story about discovering a city, discovering people, but also the way that learning a language changes the way that we understand the world around us, but also the way we understand ourselves.
Shall we talk? Shall we talk? 就当重新手拖手去上学堂.
How did you come up with this?
It's based on a couple of things. One is something that I really enjoy. It's just that I really enjoy learning languages myself. So I myself speak French, but I also speak Cantonese, as my wife's family is from Hong Kong. But this idea of this couple mixing languages together came from a couple of friends of ours who are from a woman from the UK and a guy from Taiwan who met in France. I remember when they first met and they first started dating and they were speaking in this sort of intermediate level of French. And then over time, I think I caught up with them maybe 6 months or a year later. And she'd really learned a lot of Mandarin and he'd really learned a lot of English, but they were speaking in this mixture of the three languages all together, which was like incredibly charming to see, but also incomprehensible to any outsiders.
So it was their own language.
Yeah. So it was really a sweet way to see two people in their relationship coming together over this kind of linguistic bond.
And how would you describe your way of drawing?
So I work always in traditional media. So I work in watercolor and gouache on paper. My style's quite loose, it's very kind of painterly, it's a lot of just messing around with brushes. For me, because I never feel very excited by working on a computer, it's really important that the original pages of the graphic novel look as close as possible to how they'll be printed in the final book. So the pages will be basically just slightly larger versions of what will be printed on the finished page in the end. So it's really an opportunity to express myself through the sort of illustrative side.
Colours or just black and white?
All colour. As little black and white as possible. It's so much fun to like draw and paint in colour. So.
Yeah, what kind of colours?
The brighter, the better. You know, I sort of try to use, I guess, in a sense, a palette that's rooted in naturalism. My work is really underpinned by observational drawing, so I'm going out of the life and drawing in city streets, drawing in cafes and bars a lot. But at the same time, I try to find the sort of bright, exciting side of that palette and sort of lean into that with the work.
Have you always drawn?
Yeah, pretty much. I always joke when people ask, oh, you know, when do you start drawing? I think everybody, as a little child, as a baby, starts drawing. And then most people kind of drop off, whether they drop off at 5 or at 10 or as teenagers. Whereas, yeah, I've just continued drawing my whole life and I'm lucky enough that it's my career now.
Did you read a lot of comics when you were a kid?
Not really, actually. I grew up in the northeast of Scotland where there wasn't much access to sort of comic books. I read these sort of English classics like Raymond Briggs and stuff, but I didn't kind of grow up with superhero comics or manga or anything. It's really something that I came to when I was in art school. I remember reading books like Persepolis by Marjane Satrapi and like the works of Gillian Tamaki and being really, really influenced by them. I think I'd always loved literature, I'd always loved writing, and so having something that combined drawing with writing was like a really exciting thing to discover when I was that little bit older.
So you didn't really know anything about Belgian comics?
Not much, no. I'd read a little bit of Tintin, you know, the really big names, but prior to sort of working professionally or prior to being in art school, I didn't have like a big sort of background influence in Belgian comics specifically. It's something, to be honest, I feel quite jealous of because there's such an enormous industry for comics and graphic novels in Belgium and in France, which, and in North America as well to an extent, and it's unfortunately something that in Britain hasn't developed as much. I really admire the fact that there's such a wide range of comics available in Belgium. There's really something for everyone, so you see people of all sorts of different ages, all sorts of different groups can all find a comic that will be really exciting to them. Ideally, I'd love to see more and more. There's so many exciting works published in, for example, published in the French language. I'd really love to see more of these things brought into English, published in English for like a wider English readership.
Thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.